birthday to you. Hello, BKFK listeners. It's a double birthday. I think I'll choose some creatures to give me a hand. Let's see. I'll take a dragon. Always. A giant. Yes, you. Yep. And how about a leprechaun? Very good. And one of my all-time favorites, a sheep. Okay, guys, let's do it. We all wish a happy BKFK birthday to Leaf. Happy birthday, Leaf. And there's another one. A brilliant birthday BKFK wish to Alder. Happy birthday, Alder. We hope you both have the best birthdays. All right, it's time for Winnie the Pooh Chapter 1 Part 2. Let's see who's acting in this episode.
Goldie, who is Christopher Robin. I am 8 years old and I really love writing stories. And I'm from Kyneton, Australia.
And Cherish as Winnie the Pooh. I'm 11 years old and I'm from Singapore. I sing and play the piano.
Well done, guys. Great job as usual. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to hear the full series of Winnie the Pooh as we release each episode, support us on Patreon. You'll get to hear so many extra episodes, and you'll be helping us so much to bring you as many more amazing stories as we can. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
Winnie the Pooh, Chapter 1, Part 2, in which we are introduced to Winnie the Pooh and some bees. And the stories begin. They both went out with the blue balloon, and Christopher Robin took his gun with him, just in case, as he always did. And Winnie the Pooh went to a very muddy place that he knew of, and rolled until he was black all over. When the balloon was blown up as big, and Christopher Robin and Pooh were both holding on to the string, Christopher Robin let go suddenly, and Pooh Bear floated gracefully up into the sky. And stayed there, level with the top of the tree and about 20 feet away from it.
Hooray!
Christopher Robin shouted.
Isn't that fine?
Shouted Winnie the Pooh down to Christopher Robin.
What do I look like?
You look like a bear holding onto a balloon.
Not like a small black cloud in a blue sky?
Not very much.
Ah, well, perhaps from up here it looks different. And, as I say, you never can tell with bees.
There was no wind to blow him nearer to the tree, so there he stayed. He could see the honey, he could smell the honey, but he couldn't quite reach the honey. After a little while, he called down,
Christopher Robin!
He said in a loud whisper,
Hello!
I think the bees suspect something!
What sort of thing?
I don't know, but something tells me that they're suspicious!
Perhaps they think that you're after their honey.
It may be that. You never can tell with bees.
There was another little silence. And then he called down to Christopher Robin again.
Christopher Robin!
Yes?
Have you an umbrella in your house?
I think so.
I wish you would bring it out here and walk up and down with it and look up at me every now and then and say, tut tut, it looks like rain. I think if you did that, it would help the deception which we are practicing on these bees.
Well, Christopher Robin laughed to himself.
Silly old bear.
But he didn't say it aloud because he was so fond of him, and he went home for his umbrella.
Oh, there you are!
Called down Winnie the Pooh as soon as Christopher Robin got back to the tree.
I was beginning to get anxious. I've discovered that the bees are now definitely suspicious.
Shall I put my umbrella up?
Yes. But wait a moment. We must be practical. The important bee to deceive is the queen bee. Can you see which is the queen bee from down there?
No.
A pity. Well, now, if you walk up and down with your umbrella saying, "Tut, tut, it looks like rain," I shall do what I can by singing a little cloud song, such as a cloud might sing. Go!
So while Christopher Robin walked up and down and wondered if it would rain, Winnie the Pooh sang his song.
How sweet to be a cloud floating in the blue. Every little cloud always sings aloud. How sweet to be a cloud floating in the blue. It makes him very proud to be a little cloud.
The bees were still buzzing as suspiciously as ever. Some of them indeed left their nests and flew all around the cloud as it began the second verse of the song. And one bee sat down on the nose of the cloud for a moment and then got up again.
Christopher, ow! Robin!
Called out the cloud.
Yes?
I have just been thinking and I have come to a very important decision. These are the wrong sort of bees.
Are they?
Quite the wrong sort. So I should think they would make the wrong sort of honey. Shouldn't you?
Would they?
Yes, so I think I shall come down.
How?
Winnie the Pooh hadn't thought about this. If he let go of the string, he would fall. Bump! And he didn't like the idea of that. So he thought for a long time. And then he said,
Christopher Robin, you must shoot the balloon with your gun. Have you got your gun?
Of course I have. But if I do that, it will spoil the balloon.
But if you don't, I shall have to let go, and that would spoil me.
When he put it like this, Christopher Robin saw how it was, and he aimed very carefully at the balloon and fired.
Ow!
Did I miss?
You didn't exactly miss, but you missed the balloon.
I'm so sorry,
said Christopher Robin, and fired again. And this time, he hit the balloon. And the air came slowly out, and Winnie the Pooh floated down to the ground. His arms were so stiff from holding onto the string of the balloon all that time that they stayed up straight in the air for more than a week. And whenever a fly came and settled on his nose, he had to blow it off. And I think, but I'm not sure, that is why he was always called Pooh.
Is that the end of the story?
Well, that's the end of that one. There are others.
About Pooh and me?
And Piglet and Rabbit and all of you. Don't you remember?
I do remember, and then when I try to remember, I forget.
That day when Pooh and Piglet tried to catch the heifer lump.
They didn't catch it, did they?
No.
Pooh couldn't, because he hasn't any brain. Did I catch it?
Well, that comes into the story.
I do remember. Only Pooh doesn't very well, so that's why he likes having it told to him again. Because then it's like a real story and not just a remembering.
That's just how I feel. Christopher Robin gave a deep sigh, picked his bear up by the leg, and walked off to the door, trailing Pooh behind him. At the door, he turned and said,
I didn't hurt him when I shot him, did I?
Not a bit. He nodded and went out, and in a moment I heard Winnie the Pooh bump, 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 going up the stairs behind him.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.